And Philip James from the International Association for the Study of Beast DNA ran the International Obesity Task Force. And I'm talking about how to prevent obesity. And the fundamental issue is that if you deal with this as an individual's problem, you're completely missing the point. And in fact, we've tried that approach for 30 years and it's failed. And all the evidence that information and education is the key, there is almost zero evidence for that. And all cost-effectiveness studies show that the programs currently used by the government are inappropriate. And the foresight analysis by the chief scientist showed that the social and economic environment in which we live is the fundamental key. We've actually, by virtue of being progressively inactive with cars and computers and mechanization, we've probably dropped our needs for food by 500 to 700 calories. Therefore, in the modern world, we have to have a superb diet not to get fat. But in addition, the last 30 years, the food industry has discovered that they make profits by manipulating the system, by getting products that are worked out on the basis of neurobiology and taste panels, and they market like crazy. New evidence showing that the marketing is very sophisticated, applies to everybody, not just young children, and that price is fundamental, and the hundreds of millions put into the agricultural system has made sugar and fat very cheap and fruit and vegetables relatively much more expensive. Therefore, the whole thing is geared against people. So we need to have a policy, of course, a 20% minimum tax on soft drinks because that evades the appetite control system, and no government-funded institution, and certainly in local government, should not have anything on the premises that don't comply with the best traffic light labelling system. And that is because governments are meant to be helping people to remain healthy. We need a radical approach. If you think that that's being extreme, just wait another 5 years and it's going to be worse. And I've been telling governments this for 30 years and they cannot get it because they don't listen to science and evidence. It's all to do with politics and the influence of big industry.